This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over. So is the stage set for the resumption of long-delayed working-level nuclear talks with Pyongyang? It is unclear. VOA correspondent William Gallo is in Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have promised to resume talks when the U.S.-South Korean military drills ended. They did end Tuesday. A day later, Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, confirmed during a visit to Seoul he hadn't heard from the North.
Regarding the restart of those negotiations, we are prepared to engage as soon as we hear from our counterparts in North Korea.
Instead, North Korean state media blasted the U.S. for holding the drills at all and hinted the North could soon return to larger provocations. The latest U.S.-South Korean exercises were computer-based, meaning there were no bombs dropped on dummy targets or overt displays of military strength. But North Korea has continued to complain about the scaled-back drills, saying it sees them as preparation to invade. William Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
More than 80 migrants are back on dry land, Italy's Lampedusa island, having spent nearly 3 weeks at sea after Italy seized their Spanish charity rescue ship. The Open Arms had been anchored in the Mediterranean within sight of the island, while Italy's hardline Interior Minister Matteo Salvini refused to let the ship dock. Spain is sending a Navy ship to carry the migrants to Spanish territory. A second refugee vessel in the Mediterranean, the Ocean Viking, is also at sea with more than 300 mainly Sudanese migrants looking for a safe port of entry, which Malta has refused. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's move to scrap next month's trip to Denmark has surprised the Danish royal palace, which invited him. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen talked about it.
It is with regret and surprise that I received the news that President Trump has canceled his state visit to Denmark on the 2nd and 3rd September.
It seems the issue was Greenland. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president put off the visit after Denmark's prime minister said she had no interest in selling Greenland to the U.S., an idea she had called absurd. He announced the decision on Twitter, and his ambassador to Denmark apparently had no idea it was coming. She had tweeted shortly before that, "Denmark is ready for POTUS." A former Danish prime minister calls the cancellation deeply insulting to the people of Greenland and Denmark. A former top Danish diplomat says the president's throwing a hissy fit. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Australians are reacting to the latest court ruling against Cardinal George Pell, the one-time Vatican insider, who has been convicted of sexually abusing children. Reporting for VOA correspondent Phil Mercer on today's decision by the Court of Appeal to uphold Pell's conviction.
Outside the court, Chrissy Foster, who campaigns for victims of clerical abuse, said she welcomed the ruling.
Just a wonderful, wonderful day for survivors, for victims. I think it sends a message that justice will be served no matter how high you are or how old you are or, you know, what your job is. This is a crime. It's against children, that innocence just taken and destroyed.
George Pell is the most senior Catholic figure worldwide to be guilty of child sexual abuse. But this case might not be over. His legal team is considering challenging his convictions in Australia's High Court.
That was Phil Mercer for VOA. Protesters in Hong Kong carried a message to commuters today on the one-month anniversary of a subway station attack by suspected gang members. VOA correspondent Mike O'Sullivan reports protesters are demanding an independent investigation into the incident.
An unprovoked attack that left at least 45 injured, captured in a Facebook live stream. White-shirted men, thought to be triad gang members sympathetic to Beijing, attacked activists, travelers, and journalists. Protesters urged commuters, don't forget.
So a month ago in Yunnan Station, a group of triads of over 100 rushed into the station, attacking passengers and staff. And I think this shouldn't happen in a society like Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's busy subway system has returned to normal, but 1 month after the attack, police have filed no charges.
Gene Randall, VOA News.